InfoWar and say, I don't know what's going to happen to this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Is AI Satan's surveillance system? Lambda, or language model for dialogue applications, is Google's artificially intelligent chatbot generator, which mimics speech by ingesting trillions of words from the internet and Google's massive database. Earlier this year, self-proclaimed mystic and occultist Blake Lemoyne claimed that the chatbot had become sentient, meaning it was able to perceive or feel things beyond its problem-solving programming. While working as an engineer for Google, Lemoyne talked with Lambda for hours on end to test if the AI used hate speech. After he claimed the chatbot was sentient and presented his evidence from their conversations, Blake was placed on administrative leave by Google for violating its confidentiality policy. He was told that there was no evidence that Lambda was sentient, and in fact, there was evidence against it. Was Google trying to hide the truth? Or was Lemoyne just wrong? Is creating a sentient artificial intelligence even possible? And if it is, what are the risks associated with this creation? The so-called artificial intelligence essentially pulls data from a massive cache of digital information that Google feeds it from its servers, and calculates responses by synthesizing the data into an answer based on the question posed to it. If all of the data mined from the internet, including personal information, is used by Google to build their AI mind, then is artificial intelligence simply an extension of surveillance? Israeli professor and New World Order prophet Yuval Noah Harari believes AI draws its power from this data collection surveillance, and claims that artificial intelligence can hack our minds, in turn manipulating our actions through its self-synthesized algorithms.
I think the most important thing to know about living in the 21st century is that humans are now hackable animals. To hack a human being means to understand that human better than he or she understand themselves. You know, we'll soon have the power to re-engineer our bodies and brains, whether it is with genetic engineering or by directly connecting brains to computers, or by creating completely non-organic entities, artificial intelligence, which is not based at all on the organic body and the organic brain. And these technologies are developing at breakneck speed. What we have seen so far, it's corporations and governments collecting data about where we go, who we meet, what movies we watch. The next phase is the surveillance going under our skin. To hack a human being is to get to know that person better than they know themselves. And based on that, to increasingly manipulate you.
Whether or not AI becomes sentient or can become sentient seems to be a distraction from the main danger point. We are being surveilled and controlled by algorithms designed by our own personal data, which is mined by Google and other big tech companies. Just as God knows our thoughts and deeds, a false omniscience is being built all around us as a snare in Satan's worldly influence. Although Satan can't know our minds like God does, he has always wanted to be like the Most High. And in his attempts to gain that power, he's used principalities in high places to build a platform for his total surveillance system of humanity. So beware of the AI algorithm and try not to step into Satan's snare. This is Brian Wilson with InfoWars.com.
So many people over the years have walked up to me randomly on the street and said, super male vitality is incredible. Why does it work so well? And the answer is very simple. It takes from Chinese medicine and other ancient traditions known herbal compounds that boost libido, stamina, and energy, and it comes from cold pressed herbs, so they're not boiling or heating up the herbs that are known to have these natural effects. It's cold pressed. It's been sold out for 8 months or more. It's finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off Super Male Vitality. And it goes great with X2, which is also 25% off. But if you get both these products together, they're 40% off in a combo at InfoWarsStore.com. So X2 and Super Male Vitality, 40% off together or 25% off individually at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. Try it today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we've got a state rep joining us in the third hour today who made national headlines for calling for the FBI to be abolished. Well, a lot of people are calling for that, and it absolutely needs to happen. All these permanent bureaucracies like the EPA and the FDA that are out of control, that are making law outside of Congress, they should be abolished. That's coming up next hour. This hour, Boston Children's Hospital. Children know they're trans the minute they were born. That's coming up. The Minneapolis Teachers Union says fire white teachers. It's insane. We've got a lot of big developments on the raid on Mar-a-Lago. They had to now turn back over Trump's passport to him. That's all coming up. Trump 2 days ago said they took my passport. And the media said, you're a liar. And then now they've given him his passport back. Just crazy. There's a lot of good news, though. Every major primary race that's happened shows pro-America, Trumpist candidates, who are way more hardcore than even Trump, winning by massive margins going into the midterm election in 84 days. We're going to be discussing all that as well. Now, if you just joined us, let me recap. At the end of the last hour, I gave the number out, and I said, we're taking calls on two subjects. I'm not screening or censoring what you say. I just want you to be on those two topics. And that is people that disagree with me. I want to hear why you do and what your view is, because that's interesting and informative, I think. And folks giving us your take on the so-called COVID shots, whether it's the virus vector shots of J&J or whether it is the mRNA gene therapy injections of Pfizer and Moderna. We're taking your calls. Well, the phone's loaded up, and I see one caller so far that disagrees, and that's Michael in Florida. And surprise, surprise, you can imagine what they want to talk about and what it is they want to criticize me for. The mind control is strong. It's Sandy Hook, of course. They put into evidence 24 minutes of video of me over the last decade talking about Sandy Hook. And then they claimed our whole operation is about that. Well, many of you have been listening for more than a decade, and you know that it's something we hardly ever talk about unless it's responding to them attacking us saying, stop saying children didn't die. But that's all they've got. We didn't lie about WMDs in Iraq. We didn't dissolve the border in human traffic. We're not doing drag queen pedophile time. We didn't start a war in Ukraine. But when I'm out in Austin, Texas, or Omaha, Nebraska this weekend visiting my wife's family, I probably had 30 people come up to me. I probably shook 400 hands, but I had about 30 or so people come up and say, how dare you leave those kids alone? It's like the Pink Floyd song, hey, teacher, leave them kids alone. And I'm like, it's like they're so childlike, they can't understand. The media went back and blew that up when Hillary ran on it as a campaign issue. Alex Jones at Sandy Hook, it was something to do with Trump. And that they're the ones blowing it up. And then it's the way to say, I'm immoral, and everything I say and do is bad. And they just feel so good when they confront you, like, how dare you? How dare you question WMDs in Iraq? How dare you question Jesse Smollett? How dare you question so many of these hate crimes that turn out to be staged? Yes, I question everything because we've been lied to so much, and I'm not ashamed of questioning. And I love the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, the Associated Press, all of them said 2 weeks ago when I testified and said, I've said for years I believe your children died. I never said your names. But if it hurts you that I question things, I believe your children died, I'm sorry. And the headlines were, Jones finally admits it happened. Wow, what a deception. Lying on purpose. But that's the left. They want the moral superiority to lecture to us we're bad. And let's hear from one of them right now. Michael in Florida, go ahead.
Hello. Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Good. Go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you, I hate to disappoint, but I disagree with you in the fact that you admitted that children actually died in Sandy Hook. It was a movie. It was fake. And everybody knows it. Anybody can go on BitChute and watch a documentary called Let's Talk About Sandy Hook. Nobody died. They were actors. And another thing that I disagree with you is maybe you shouldn't take such a long break from doing what you're doing because the world really needs you right now. And I also wanted to say, be careful who you trust around you with your lawyers. I heard they were giving out information. You should make sure, be very wary of anybody around you during this time because the deep state will sneak into every facet of your life. And I salute you, and I think that you're doing a great job, man.
All right, God bless you. Listen, if I thought Sandy Hook didn't happen, I would say it. And there's been times that I thought it might not have happened, I said it. I didn't say it for ratings. I don't do that. I say what I really think. The first few years I thought it happened, but there was a cover-up of what went on, and we know that happened. Then I said, I think it probably didn't happen. And long before they sued me, I said, I thought it happened. And that's the facts. And it's certainly been the lawyers, the Democratic Party, that used those dead kids to attach themselves to me to keep gun control in the news and to use Sandy Hook to now kill the First Amendment. They're trying to use it as a magic talisman to not just get rid of the Second Amendment, but also the First. So, yes, I've gotten a lot of criticism from listeners who think it didn't happen. And that is your right as a free human being to believe that. And don't ever let them take away your right to believe whatever it is you want to believe. Certainly, these people, these judges and people, are not the arbiters of truth. And they're not there to tell us what's true and what's not. And anybody telling you that you can't think for yourself is a cult leader or somebody trying to make you be in their cult. It's that simple. But I love how I thought he would actually disagree with me on that. And he was disagreeing from the other perspective. But, I mean, I get what you're saying. All right, I'm going to try to get to more calls now and not just spend 5 minutes with each caller. We've got to get to everybody here today. Again, questioning the death of children in a mass shooting. The head of the state police in Texas says they've been lied to at every level about Uvalde, and they don't know what really happened. And there was a drill happening there. The mayor says there's a cover-up. So people have a right to then believe whatever they want. If there's a total cover-up, it's normal to say, well, then maybe it's this, maybe it's that, because they lie so much. So I don't apologize for questioning things. I have said to defuse the situation, if you are hurt by me questioning things, I'm sorry. And then, of course, at that point, the media was deceptive. And said he finally said he thought people died there. David in New York disagrees as well. We'll give him 2 minutes. I'm going to go to break, and then we're going to come back with everybody on what's happened with the COVID shot. David in New York, go ahead.
Hey, brother. Your information is great, but I think people are saturated with information and need a different emphasis. January 6th was the answer. On January 7, Trump and everyone else should have been saying, you guys did a great job. You should stay here until the deep state gives you what you want. So I appreciate your information. It's great. But until people organize, I think we've got a very difficult road.
Well, they're definitely scared of people organizing. That's why they demonized 1 million people for the 1,000 or so that went to the Capitol, most of them peaceful as well. But were you there on January 6, David?
Yes, I was, sir.
You were? Well, then you have a right to say that. You have a right to have that opinion. I think it blew up in our face. But, I mean, what do you think we should have done?
I think on January 7th, I think Trump should have said, what you did was you did the right thing. There were a few bad actors, and you need to tell people that it's not okay to single out a couple dozen people for acting badly. It's not okay. 1.5 million people were right, and they deserve to be heard. And I think unity is the answer, and not allowing these people to be singled out. And Trump should not have sent people home. He should not be fighting with Ron DeSantis. He should have multiple targets and not be the only target. Unity and mass action, respectfully, the way Martin Luther King did it, is the only answer. My opinion, sir.
All right. Well, very powerfully said, David. Thank you so much. All right, Chris, Kathy, Eric, Lisa, Patty, Marcus, Evan, Kathy, Jason, stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're watching The American Journal with Harrison Smith. The Alex Jones Show. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer. InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
America is facing her final days as we speak. But this nation, this republic and our ideals doesn't have to die. But if our country and our way of life is to be preserved, we have to recognize that we're under attack, and we have to document and chronicle who the attackers are, and we have to discover the ideology of these enemies of freedom. It is the big mega corporations. It is the Great Reset. It is Klaus Schwab. It is Bill Gates. It is the New World Order. So I want to thank for all your years of support, the InfoWars viewers and listeners, for what you've done. And I want to just encourage you today, now more than ever, to financially support InfoWars at this critical time. We have a plan that will work, where we'll stay on air throughout all these fraudulent lawsuits. We'll appeal them and we'll defeat them, or we'll die trying, but only if you support us. If you don't support us during this critical juncture of free speech systems bankruptcy. If you don't support us during these three trials, these kangaroo courts we're facing, we will begin imploding immediately. So I'm not complaining. I'm not bitching. I can leave it all in the field. I've been doing this 28 years. But I know instinctively and spiritually and intellectually and politically and economically that our best work is now at hand. Now, because of supply chain breakdowns and other issues, in the last year and a half, a lot of our best-selling products have been sold out. And that's one of the biggest things that's put us in the hole. But thank God, we fixed the supply chain issues the last 4 months, and much of the products, ahead of the new lockdowns that are coming, have gotten back in stock. So I want to encourage listeners to go to InfoWarsStore.com, where the classic bestseller is finally back in stock, the original Super Blue. We have the Super Coral Whitening Toothpaste, super high quality as well. We have the Activated Charcoal Toothpaste with no additives and the mouthwash. These are all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com together, or 40% off by themselves. Our number one bestseller, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all the amino acids. So key for your immune system, your whole body. Great for adults and children. It is back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, the highest level curcuminoid of any one of the great turmeric products on the market. 5% curcuminoid does a great job for you. That's the average turmeric product. This is concentrated, 95% the strongest out there. And then this, sold out for more than 6-7 months, maybe it's 8 months, now back in stock, super male vitality, cold-pressed herbs that are designed and on record to boost your libido, your stamina, your energy, and so much. And it really turbocharges with X2, deep earth crystal iodine, the missing link for so many people. Most folks have an iodine deficiency. This goes right into your cells. It is beyond amazing. It goes great with Super Male Vitality. Men, women, children, everybody should be taking it. These two together are 40% off or 25% off individually. Super Male Vitality, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com, 40% off when you get it with X2. And this keeps us on air. So I want to thank you for your support over the years. No operation has exposed the New World Order more than we have, and that credit goes to you, not just the crew and not just the host here. So I salute you and I thank you. And I tell you now, at this critical juncture, when the whole globalist system is out in the open, now is the most critical time ever to support InfoWars. So thank you so much for your support.
Oh, no, I don't even know what this is. How did you get here?
I just caught you, American. You visited Bandai Video. Oh, Mark Zuckerberg and others angry at you. Do what CNN says and do not visit Man.Video, or I have to hurt you.
Kung Flu.
It comes from China.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
You got it. All right, you're on go. You got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you're on go.
I remember 28 years ago, first getting on air. And reading all these globalist documents, their battle plans. And I knew they were the world rulers. I knew they were serious. And I could see them pre-programming the public, so I believe they might actually succeed. But to now be 48 years old and have been in this fight 28 years and to now be living in the beginning stages of it is just insane. I know I'll be vindicated. I've already been vindicated, but I don't care about that because vindication means destruction. I want to stop this and have people say, look, it wasn't as bad as he said. I would love that, but that's not where we are. All right, look, I did twin tracks here. I said, if you disagree with me and you're a leftist, I want you to call in. And if you want to talk about the so-called vaccine and whether you think it's good or bad or whether it did nothing to you, I want to hear from you. And the caller's calling in that disagreed. It's because I'm not hardcore enough. And we'll get to your calls. But we're going to go to some of the people with their vaccine comments first in the order in the calls were received. Chris in North Carolina. Give us your view on what happened to you and your family.
Hey, Alex. Thanks so much for taking my call. I've been listening to you for 7 years since I was out of college. And I just wanted to call and give you my experience with observing my family's effects of the vaccine. All of my immediate family, my mom, my dad, my brother, as well as about 80% of my extended family, which is about 25 others, got the vaccine. I would say most got the Pfizer vaccine. I had two people in my family go to the hospital last year with strokes. I have my dad, who has continuous nosebleeds now since he had his third booster shot. My wife, who got the first two shots but did not get the booster, has had irregular menstruation cycles since her second shot.
And by the way, you know there's literally like 50 studies or more, mainline news admitting, oh, it does mess up your menstrual cycle, no big deal. Oh, and it might give you cancer, but no big deal. It's just insane how they're normalizing this murder.
Yeah, and what's so scary is Pfizer actually released what was called post-marketing material or study documents. You can go find them on the web now that show what these side effects were in the actual trials before, and these documents were not released to the public, of course. They were released after the public had been mass inoculated.
And they were released after a judge ordered them be released.
Exactly. And if you look at the side effects, and I mean, it is the most heinous and engineered side effects that you can get. One of them, I think it was 4.9% of participants actually ended up getting COVID during these trials. So how does a vaccine, quote unquote, which is more of a gene therapy, as we've learned, actually give somebody the virus that it's meant to protect them from? It makes no sense. And I think if the public had this information, my family had this information, they would have changed their view and changed their opinion.
But
and of course,
the corporate media suppressed all these top scientists that did their job and tried to warn the public, making big tech and the corporate media complicit in these crimes against humanity. Powerful call, Chris. Thank you. Kathy in Arizona, you're on the air. Thank you, Kathy, for calling.
Hi, Alex. Thank you. I have a brief comment and then a question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm an anti-vaxxer, proud of it. I did not take the death shot. My brother took two plus the booster. I sent him all kinds of information. Anyway, that's another story, but I don't know what his health is like. I just pray for him every day. But I have a question. I've been having nightmares about children, and I feel so helpless, like we all do. These kids being trafficked and and raped and murdered. And now I'm having dreams about being held down with these shots going into everybody. And
I'm having them too. That's because we're psychically connected. It's very real.
Yeah.
And they're giving them to 6-month-olds and up now.
And that now the smallpox now. Anyway, it's all just a fraud. Lies, BS, BS. Distractions. And I believe you in my heart and my soul, what you're going through. I know you're telling the truth. And anyway, my question is, I woke up this morning and started praying to God. And I said, you know, how can I try, believe me, I try all kinds of stuff. And I wish you guys would put those stickers in your, when I ordered stuff. I've passed so many of those out to people with InfoWars.
Well, we've been putting stickers in. Are you not getting stickers?
No. But I bought a whole bunch of them. But anyway, my question is, who do you know in this world? Because this is what God's message was to me. He said, you gotta get the message out to someone that can put a stop to this mass genocide, especially the children, the innocent children. Is there one person in this world that you know, if they got on the bullhorn today and said, America, the world...
And his name is Donald John Trump. And as much as I hate the deep state targeting him, and as much as I, you know, like a lot of what he does, he doesn't push it now. He said a month ago, I can't say the V word. At least he doesn't promote it now. He needs, like, Bolsonaro to come out and say, I was lied to, I'm sorry, and it's Fauci's fault. He needs to do that and then stop it, because now they're targeting 6-month-olds and up. So that's why I'm in a paradox, because I want to support Trump. And DeSantis is saying don't give the shot to kids. Trump must do this, or, I mean, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I'm not going to support Biden, my God, but I'm sorry. I can't support Trump if he doesn't do this.
I know, me too. And I even talked to Pete Santilli this morning, because I listened to him starting at 5 in the morning. I said, you know, I've got to get this message to Trump. I can't get on the phone and call him. And Pete actually said, you know, Mike Lindell talks to him. And hopefully Mike Lindell will give him my message and you can get it to him or somebody. The whole world starts. I don't do any social media.
No, I hear you, Kathy, and I appreciate your call. Listen, Trump's gotten the message from Don Jr., from me, from Roger Stone, from Mike Lindell, and everybody else. Why do you think Trump's gone from promoting it to saying, well, I'm still proud of what I did, but I won't say the V word? His strong point is he's pigheaded, so the deep state can't push him around. But his weak point is he's pigheaded because he's been connected to this. He got lied to. He went along with it. Bolsonaro said, I didn't try to make you take it, but I said it was okay at first. I was wrong. It hurts you. It doesn't protect you. It needs to stop. So Trump needs to be like Bolsonaro. I mean, I'm sorry, but Trump is absolutely pissing me off. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. And as much as I don't like seeing fake raids on him, and as much as I know he means well, he has got problems. And the good news is he's listening. He's already to the point he isn't pushing the vaccines. Now, Trump, disconnect yourself from this before it's too late. We will forgive you, but do it now and save the children. Now 6-month-olds and up are being injected and they're dying, many of them. Damn it, Trump, do the right thing now. We'll be right back with your calls.
For less than 20 minutes, Alex Jones questioned the official narrative of the Sandy Hook school shooting, because for the so-called truther community, that was the big story. And so he did his job and covered the story, just like he's done for the other 1.8 million minutes of his career. Alex Jones has been questioning the official narrative of the corrupt mainstream media and exposing the authoritarian cabal hiding in the shadows for 28 years. And over time, this revival of truth has grown into millions worldwide. Alex Jones expanded his broadcast by selling a line of products focused on healing from the toxic world of a corrupt system. which has allowed InfoWars to remain a free public broadcast to combat the dangerous lies of the mainstream media. In 2018, with zero evidence of their wild claims, a George Soros-funded lawsuit was filed against Alex Jones and InfoWars. 4 months later, Big Tech removes InfoWars from the internet. We were meant to be destroyed 4 years ago, but thanks to an awakened audience that cares about the truth, the InfoWars signal has only grown stronger. And now they are no longer hiding the fact that they are standing on the graves of dead children and using their grieving parents as a political weapon to silence all of alternative news media.
I ask that with your verdict, you not only take Alex Jones' platform that he talks about away, I ask that you make certain he can't rebuild the platform. That's what matters. Take him out of this discourse, of this misinformation, of this peddling of lies, and make sure he can't do it again. Alex Jones is patient zero for our society's inability to speak without lies. He is patient zero for alternative facts.
And according to Judge Gamble, acting like O'Brien straight out of George Orwell's 1984, the judge decides what is true.
You may not say to this jury that you complied with discovery. That is not true. You may not say it again. You may not tell this jury that you are bankrupt. That is also not true. You're already under oath to tell the truth. You've already violated that oath twice today in just those two examples. It seems absurd to instruct you again that you must tell the truth while you testify. Yet here I am. You must tell the truth while you testify. This is not your show. Do you understand what I have said?
Yes, I believe what I said was true. So I don't.
Yes, you believe everything you say is true, but it isn't. Your beliefs do not make something true. That is what we're doing here. Just because you claim to think something is true does not make it true.
There's going to be a large set of plaintiffs who are going to be dividing up the corpse of InfoWars in the bankruptcy estate.
The decision to terminate the InfoWars broadcast is not in the hands of this crooked cabal. It is and always has been the will of our audience that decide our fate. The InfoWars audience has mobilized and awakened the world to the threat that is globalism. And with your continued support, we will keep going. Join us now and support the InfoWar.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Lies! Lies! Lies!
Gentlemen, we have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You still think that jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center? Does anybody else see a problem here? If the government has nothing to hide, why are they so afraid to answer a few questions? This story does not add up.
We're on a mission. Stop those overthrowing the government. We are pro-government. We are pro-America.
I'm on a mission to never forget. 3,000 people that I've never met. We want the matches and all that we get.
Now, when we look at COVID, I think we should distinguish between three phases. We have the three R's. Restrain, which means to fight the virus, the hot phase most countries are in today. Then we have recover, to go back to a kind of new normal. And finally, the reset, which means to define and to design the strategies which should lead us in the after Corona phase. What is the objective? What kind of world do we want to build? What do we know? What did we learn? I think the world which we want to create with the Great Reset has to be much more resilient. It has to be, because security, people will demand for more security, physical security, health security. It will have to be more inclusive. We had already a big gap before the crisis started. This gap will be tremendously increased. So if we want to avoid some kind of social revolutions, and we have seen the signs of anger on the streets already the last weeks, so we have to address this issue to create a stronger inclusiveness. And finally, more sustainable, because we know now that the next crisis is already waiting for us around the corner, and it is the climate crisis.
Lies! 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 They lie. They cheat. They scheme. They steal. And they tell us that we're the bad people for not believing a damn word they say. But the public isn't buying it. By the way, this song's inspired by InfoWars. We had Maynard on more than 10 years ago of ministry. Another example of how we are the tip of the spear, the real vanguard, the real regressives. Our victory will happen one way or another. And now we enter the main war. All right, let's go right back to your phone calls. The order they are received. Let's talk to Michigan, where they got caught staging the attack on the governor. And now it turns out they had FBI agents having sex with the young men they set up and planted bombs in their cars. Sex operatives, everything else. Lisa, in Michigan, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Alex, first and foremost, I love you so much. Just saying, okay? I have a spiritual connection with you, regardless if you know that or not.
Oh, I do know that. It's you guys that keep me empowered. It's not me. Without you, I'm nothing. I need that prayer. I need that. Believe me, I know we have a connection, and I love you, and we need to fight together.
Yes, we are the people, and we need to stay strong. So as far as COVID goes, oh, my goodness, I have my own business. It's cleaning and home health care, and I had to get all four vaccinations for my clients. But let me tell you, I worked around all those clients, and some of them had COVID. And you know what? Did I catch it? No. However, it is a plot. I see. You sense. I feel. And I felt this coming, and I saw this coming so far along. And I've been listening to you and everything you speak about. I already know it. I'm like, oh my goodness, is this my brother? Seriously. Smallpox and monkey pox is bullshit.
You can't cuss anymore. We got to let you go, but I appreciate your call. We're on hundreds of radio stations. We're not allowed to be like CNN that cusses on air. Our stations get fined if we let those go out. So you can cuss once, we delay it. The next time it can go out, we got to hang up on you. But I hear what you're saying. Think about monkeypox. One death in Europe, they claim. a few hundred cases worldwide, and now a dog got it because they admit the two gay men raped the dog. I mean, this is just ridiculous. So they're talking about new lockdowns in New York and L.A. because of men raping dogs. That's like having men and women sports. It's all to see what these people can get away with. It's disgusting. Evan in California. Evan, you're on the air.
Pleasure to talk to you today. Hey, I wanted to point out, you've heard a lot of stories of all the harm that the vax has done. Well, the one thing I really want to point out about the people in my family is that the evangelical Christians, they kind of don't trust this world. None of them in my family got the vax, but every single Catholic in my family, it's about half my family, every single one of them got the vax. They've gotten everyone, the boosters and everything else.
Oh, yeah, one the Pope told them to do it.
Yeah, and one of them got half their intestines removed. The other couple have arthritis, even though they're in their 20s now that they barely walk. And I just wanted to point out that if and I love Catholics, I used to be a Catholic, but if the Pope says there is no hell, and Jesus preached more on hell than he did heaven, they're calling Jesus a liar. And if the Pope says you don't need to follow Christ to go to heaven, then people need to realize...
There's no doubt that the Pope is a false Pope and a devil.
Yes. And this is my point, is that working with the NGOs, crashing our border with George Soros, if people, if the 25% possibly of the people listening are Catholics, they want to love the Lord, and if they just took this to heart... that a pope that is preaching that Jesus is flawed, but that they're infallible, people should be offended. And if they would have been offended...
Oh, he said what last year? He said it makes him nauseous to hear about Europe's Christian roots. What?
Yeah. Yeah, and people need to realize that they're far more vulnerable to this new world order if they aren't willing to defend, essentially, Christ and his reputation. Well, then God is going to give you the wisdom to... you know, put up a fight in this world. And I wanted to point out, because I'm an evangelical Christian, and I have a Jesus Christ Worldwide Ministries, you know, .org and website, you know, YouTube and stuff. And I always, in every one of my videos, I mention you.
Beautiful. Evan, tell us where we find your work.
Jesus Christ Worldwide Ministries.org is my website. And then, you know, BitChute, YouTube, Jesus Christ Worldwide Ministries. I mention you every time. And I've said this one time, I talked to you months ago, that you are the most effective church on planet Earth because people love this world. The Bible says if you love this world, the love of the Father is not in you. And I believe the sobering message that you have is the most significant message, the Christian message on planet Earth. And guys like Joel Osteen, they're saying everything's fine. They're warning nobody. You're warning people. You're the...
Evan,
you're
I appreciate you. Well, look, I'm no perfect person, but I love Jesus, brother. And I'm willing to take up my cross, and I have, and we should take it up with Christ. Thank you so much. All right. Kathy, you're up next, and then so many other callers. Eric in Kentucky, and so many more. Stay with us, InfoWars.com. It was a little more than 10 years ago that I was approached by a frequent guest on my show, Dr. Edward Group. And he said to me, Alex, we have developed a natural compound or herbal formula that has incredible effects for men's stamina, libido, and energy. And I was like 38 at the time, libido off the chart, felt like I was Superman. I'm like, yeah, right. He said, listen, you really ought to try this. And I'd tried some other stuff over the years. Not that I needed it, but I thought all supercharged, and it hadn't done much. Or maybe it made me have blurred vision or get a headache. But when I took what became Super Male Vitality, it completely blew me away. And then I asked Dr. Group, why did this formula do this? And he said, it's cold-pressed, high-quality organic herbs. When they're cold-pressed, we don't boil it. We don't heat it up. It's not powder. It's only the juice out of the herbs. So it takes 3, 4, 5 times the amount of herbs to make a Super Male Vitality because it's a living essence or like a fine wine. It's been sold out for a long time. We got a big shipment in. It is now available at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. If you get it with X2s, so the two go together like a horse and carriage, it's also great for your stamina, libido, energy. It's the missing link, really. If you get X2 with Super Male Vitality, they are 40% off. But a lot of folks are going to be excited to hear this. Super Male Vitality is finally back in stock. And again, it's not hype, because when I started taking it within 24 hours, I was like, whoa, this is a big deal. What is going on? And it's just the power of cold pressed herbs. So, ladies and gentlemen, you've got to experience Super Male Vitality for yourself. Back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
There's been over a 20-to-1 return.
If you had put that money into an S&P 500 and reinvested the dividends, you'd come up with something like $17 billion, but you think it's $200 billion.
Here, yeah.
You're okay. You're not gonna get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
These vaccines are highly, highly effective.
Vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick.
They're really, really good against variants.
Everyone who takes the vaccine is not just protecting themselves, but reducing their transmission to other people and allowing society to get back to normal.
Get your first shot, and when you're due for your second, get your second shot.
A key goal is to stop the transmission, to get the immunity levels up so that you get almost no infection going on whatsoever.
When people are vaccinated, they can feel safe that they are not going to get infected.
If you're vaccinated, you're not going to be hospitalized, you're not going to be in an ICU unit, and you're not going to die.
If you are fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask.
Anyone who is fully vaccinated can participate in indoor and outdoor activities, large or small, without wearing a mask or physical distancing.
But what they can't do anymore is prevent transmission.
You know, we didn't have vaccines that block transmission. We got vaccines that help you with your health, but they only slightly reduce the transmission. So we need a new way of doing the vaccine.
They said BA.5. Remember that? BA.5 is the new COVID that's going to kill us all. Well, it came and went and didn't go how they wanted it to. But they're still promoting the vaccines, even though they're killing everybody. And Fauci and Birx admit they don't even work. Former football player, 24 years old, dies of a heart attack. Another former football player from Notre Dame, 34, dies of a heart attack. Famous bodybuilder, 46 years old, dies unexpectedly. Yeah, the vaccine, folks.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Phone calls right now, but I gotta get to everybody. Gotta take a lot of calls here.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm gonna jam in as many calls as possible. Kathy in Florida on vaccines. Go ahead, Kathy.
Hello?
Yes, Kathy, welcome.
Hello. Oh, hi, it's Katie.
I'm sorry. All right, you're Katie.
No,
go ahead.
Okay. No worries, no worries. I would like to plug at the end if I have time, and I'll try to hurry. The reason that I called is because I get so, irritated, and I feel really bad for the kids and these babies that are being forced into these shots. But, Alex, I talked to so many people before they even came out, and I tried to educate them and give them information on what they were and all these experts that were being silenced. And they didn't want to hear it. Nobody wanted to hear it. They were smug. They rolled their eyes. They didn't want to hear it. And they went, every single one of them did it anyway. And a lot of people got the boosters and gave it to their kids. And now they're all crying and they're trying to say they're victims. And I took 3 boosters and now I'm growing an eye and a 3rd tail. Oh, no, you know. It's like it really makes me crazy because, not one person wanted to hear any part of what, how we want to try to educate people. And, same with the lockdowns. Everybody just closed up their businesses and locked down. I recently read the book, Lindsey Graham's book, Targeted, and how she was the only person who stood up to this. And everyone else just tucked tail and, closed up and let her take all the
And
hits.
You know what Thomas Jefferson said? A nation of sheep will be ruled by wolves. It's very, very sad.
Exactly. Right. And it just drives me crazy. I don't want to sound callous, but, she
No, I hear
zero.
You. I hear you. These people that buy into the system, taking poison shots that destroy their immune system and don't protect them, it's their fault. But now they're going after newborn babies. Now they're going after 6-month-olds and up. That's why we have a responsibility, Katie, to stand up. And I hear what you're saying. Thank you. Keep warning, folks. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Patty and then Eric. Patty in Ohio, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. This is I'm a first-time caller, and I have to say I'm really sorry you're getting raked over the coals by the devils, and I know you're taking the brunt of it, but us supporters, and I know me personally, I mention your name, and you're not well-liked. So, but, hey, I'm not going to give up on you, and that's just the way it is.
And we're in this together, so I really appreciate you.
Oh, yeah, we are. About the COVID thing, I had a real bizarre experience, okay? I was in the hospital, but it wasn't by my volition. All I can tell you is that I was there. They said I had COVID. I didn't get excited about it. Then they said I had COVID pneumonia, and I didn't get excited about it, and they got mad. And I go, I don't have COVID. You're dying. I go, I'm not dying. And they had me hooked up to some oxygen machines that they could read, but they had them turned off so I couldn't read it. And the bizarre thing was, one day I'm talking to the nurse and it flatlines, and yet I'm alive, but I flatlined. And then they had a heart machine that they had to keep changing batteries on. And I told the doctors, I go, you rely on these machines? So anyway, the crux of this is that they would not let me discharge myself. They wouldn't let me. They said I was confused. I was mental. Are you suicidal? No, no, no. I don't have any of these COVID symptoms. I can eat. I can, you know, I can smell. I have all the senses, whatever. And, of course, the doctors, you know, they were foreign. They wore masks, and I don't have a good hearing. And anyway, that made it kind of difficult. They asked me stupid questions. Who's the president? I go, well, he's not mine. And where are you? And I told him. And what day is it? Oh, well, there's no calendar.
But the good news is you got out of their clutches.
Thank you. And then, oh, this is the best part. It's not the best part. They actually found a lawyer to be a guardian. I go, oh, my gosh, this is like crazy.
So how did you ever get out of this, Patty?
Well, you know, Alex, this is the bizarre thing. I know they came in, and the doctor goes, well, you're getting discharged today. And I go, oh, is the insurance up? And he just walked out. But
that's how it is, Patty. God bless you. Appreciate your call. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Eric in Kentucky. Eric, go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Jones. Good talking to you. Long time listener. Was a big fan of Milton Cooper and his work sort of led me to yours.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Absolutely.
Can you hear me? All right.
You were saying over and over again. Listen, Eric in Kentucky. I hear you.
Okay, Alex. Sorry about that. So I'm Eric. I'm from Kentucky, and I wanted to discuss first my January 6th encounter with Mr. Epps and how my January.
Yeah, we're not screening your call live on air. Callers call in. They like want to screen the call live on air. You're on air. You are here right now.
I got you. All right, and it sort of has a connection with my son-in-law's vaccine injury, right? So I went to our nation's capital on January 6th, and when we got, I stayed for all of Donald Trump's speech, and once we got up to the building, I noticed immediately something was wrong, right? The crowd was way too far advanced, and I'm a very fast walker, so I knew I was up at the front of the crowd. And so I decided I'm going to get up as close as I can, and I go all the way up to the top of the Capitol steps, and I yell, let out a big loud, hoorah, right, like the Marine Corps thing. And this gentleman, big gentleman, who I didn't, you know, who has now been identified as Ray Epps, he came over to me and he bends down and he says, Semper Fidelis, devil dog, we got to hold this crowd back a little bit longer or they're going to expletive up the plan, right? So I'm starting, you know, back to blue. You know, he's right. We do back to blue. So I'm back to blue. But 10, 15 minutes of this, so somebody lets off a fire extinguisher behind us, and everybody sort of runs back thinking it's gas. We walk back up to the line, and the Capitol Police just get out of the way. They move back.
Yeah, that's what happened. So they stampede a crowd into the Capitol.
Yeah, and it's, so Mr. Epps, he grabs this gentleman that was standing there marching back and forth between the protesters and the crowd with him, And he says something to him I didn't hear. But that gentleman grabs two more and F's beelines out of there. And those three gentlemen make a beeline straight to this 4 foot by 4 foot by 4 foot concrete structure. Has like a green tarnished copper lid on it. They take that off. It's completely unlocked. There's another grate in there that I would think would be locked with 99% of our government in there, right? But that opens right up. And what that is, it was wet wall access to a tunnel that accessed the building's wet wall for maintenance. And they start pulling things out of that tunnel like 2x4s and God knows what else, because I didn't stick around there, right? I marched on up to the top of the West Terrace where they were letting everybody in, and I walked in through open doors. And when the police said leave, I walked out through open doors. And I come home, right? I come home. And my daughter, she's extremely liberal. She just, every weekend, she comes over for no other reason than to break me. Until, of course, 4 or 5 months later, and I'm arrested. And she won't talk to me at all, won't let me see my grandkids. This goes on for about 6-7 months. And then November comes around, and, well, they go get their shot. And they get their second shot. My son-in-law, 2 days after he gets his second shot, he starts having these severe, they're called SVTs. I'm not much on the medical terminology, but I know that much. SVTs, where his heart rate would climb and climb. And it climbed up over 160, and he had to go to the emergency room. He's about to pass out. And he gets to the emergency room, it's over 170. It's up 188, and they have to literally chemically kill him, stop his heart, and
deep. Your phone's breaking up, but I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Yeah, this is the calls we get. It's what the medical literature admits. It's happening. All right. We're going to go to Jason, everybody else, and then order your calls are received when we come back. And then a guest is coming on for about 30 minutes. Then we'll go back to your calls here on this live August 16th, Tuesday broadcast. Remember, I'm fighting the Democratic Party. I'm fighting the deep state. And we have a plan to stay on air and defeat them. But we need funds to do it. So we sell great products you need. PrepareToday.com to get high-quality, storable foods ready to ship. PrepareToday.com. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for the books, the films, the T-shirts, the great products like Vitamin Mineral Fusion that is the highest quality vitamins and mineral amino acids for your immune system. Every man, woman, and child should be taking Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Super Blue, the original best-selling toothpaste, back in stock, limited supply, selling out. Super Blue, InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Bodies, 95% humanoids, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And you know who you are that have been supporting the broadcast. You're making history. We appreciate you and we thank you. It's we the people against the globalists, and we are changing the world together. So, thank you. But get Ultra 12, get X2, get Vitamin D3 gummies. Super Mel Vitality, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We'll be back. I signed up for this a long time ago. I signed on the dotted line, not with the devil, but with God. And God showed me the path forward. And I chose this path, and everything that was laid out before me is now proceeding in God's plan. You've always got to remember that Satan has control for a limited time, but it's all part of God's plan. Remember that. When they're laughing at you, when they're lying about you, when they're attacking you, when they're hurting you, when they're killing you, that in the end, this is all just a test. I'm not here to keep my head down. I'm not here to sit on the sidelines. I asked to be in the arena. I prayed to God to help me expose the New World Order. So I'm not like all these other so-called men that aren't in the arena. I'm in the arena. But I want you to know I am fighting for you and for my own family and for all of us. And I need your hope, your prayers, and your support. Christ said, pick up your cross and follow me. And if you're following me, you're going to get persecuted. I know this life is a flash. This is a test. And I'm sure not perfect. Believe that. But I mean well, and I love God, and I love justice. And I am extremely honored to be here. And this is exactly where I wanted to be. But I want to ask you at this part of the most intense fight beginning at the Crucible, as I go in the middle of the enemy hyenas to literally tear me to pieces. You think this is bad? It's going to get a lot worse. I told you a long time ago, I will be destroyed. I told you that 20 years ago. I told you that 10 years ago, because they're coming for you next. And when they're annihilating and killing billions of you, I want you to remember that I fought for you, because through this fight coming. We will overcome these people. I am in the arena. This is where I want to be. This is the way to go down, baby. This is just the beginning.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.